Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome, welcome again to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, and again, we are the conduit for the poet and entrepreneur. Thank you guys for joining us this evening. We're so grateful to have you. We have a special delight tonight. We're here again. We're here always talking about artist entrepreneurship, what it is to be in the business, and what are the best ways that you can elevate yourself to the next level. And of course, the live people that are out there in the barricades, in the streets, however you want to say it, they're out there making it happen, making an impact within the artist entrepreneurship arena, and they're doing it big and in such a magical way. And so we definitely have some live people to come on this episode within our third season, a good mix, and you're definitely going to enjoy who we have on the show. Today we're talking about like that team hustle. You know, there's a lot of us out there that work with different people, but then only for a short period of time. But what about a group getting together? It's very rare sometimes to get a group together and for them to formulate and totally create a business for themselves together with, and this is a 7-piece band. I mean, so I'm so excited. AST Affiliated Soul Team is in the building. They're doing some big things. I don't even want to take too much time with our intro because you guys already know what we're going to be talking about, what we always talk about, which is art business. I want to go ahead and bring them on the line with us. Out of the 7-piece band today, we have Jay Phonics. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Awesome. And then we also have Furukochi from ASD. I'm so hoping that I said your name correctly.
No, you said it right. You said it right.
Okay. Ooh, I'm patting myself real, real big on the back. That's a really hot name, though, so I don't want to mess that up. I am so appreciative of you guys. I really enjoy the hustle. I've known many of you for many, many years, and AST itself, founded in 2008, is also known Affiliated Soul Team. Man, you guys have done some major things in South Florida as individuals, and for you guys to come together and build this really awesome mix of soul, fusion, alternative, hip-hop, jazz, and funk, you know, and have it just like, the shows are just absolutely flawless and amazing. I think that is just really, really huge because usually bands get together, they start, and they use that togetherness as a stepping stone, then they break away. You guys are different. You guys stand alone, have done major things in South Florida and beyond, and have come together to strengthen the group. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's actually a blessing. It's a big blessing.
Yeah, and I love that. I just appreciate all that you guys are doing within the community. So we always talk about artist entrepreneurship, and you guys know all about that. Like I've said, have put on shows yourself and separately and apart, you know, with ASD. So, but let's really dive into what it means to be a 7-piece hip-hop jazz band such as yourself. Any one of you guys can jump in and answer that.
Yeah, go ahead, Fuda.
Oh, man. What it means basically, you know, is bringing like this whole collective that we've kind of like concocted, you know, just like a good bowl of jumbo, you know. It's just like everybody has like different styles, different walks of life, backgrounds, different experiences, you know. So it's pretty cool to see how everything has like developed.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think it's a beautiful
thing. And you guys started in 2008, so how has that been? Where have you guys been able to go together?
Jay?
Well, the band originally started in 2008. That was just the beginning. This past year, I would say, year and a half, it's been the same seven guys. So if anybody knows how a band works, sometimes you have people joining and sometimes you have people leaving for whatever apparent reasons. But for the past year and a half, it's been the same members, and that's a great thing because it's not easy keeping a band together.
Right.
And that alone is another form of success. The same guys for a year and a half been on the same grind, and we've just been getting along as like seven kings, really. We're like seven kings that run this melodic castle of music. And we just do our thing and do it well. And it's just a blessing to see that.
Yeah.
It's a powerful show. I mean, I'm still flabbergasted a lot of times. I'm just like, wow, man. I think Fuda said it best. He was like, man, this is like the dream team in the Heat. Put on LeBron and Chris Bosh and D Wade all at once. It felt like that. Like we're like a super team of musicians and artists all in one.
Yeah,
and I would agree. Go ahead, Twitter.
It's a groovy thing, man. It's like you know, when I joined the band earlier this year, it was just like, whoa, you know, because for about 2 years, I have been, you know, watching, like, we would do shows together. You know, I had my own individual band, and then we would be on the same show or booked for the same show or just in the same vibe. And it was just like, whoa, you know, like, okay, yeah, you know, let's do it. And so we got together, and it's just, this is a beautiful group of, like, just musicians and producers and songwriters. Everybody in the band has, like, this particular talent. You know, as I come, you know, from the land of Soulternative, which is more like the planet of Soulternative, I come from a different cloth of music. Then you have Jay Phonics that comes from a different cloth of music. Mecca, who just, like, you know, just brings the gully to the whole music. Then you have Woody, you know, who just, like, keeps the foundation and, you know, actually the band director, you know, keeps the time. Mike, you know, keeping the time with the drums. Young Moxie is, like, you know, just going hard. And then you have Jeff on the guitar, like, you know, bringing out, you know, these sounds, and they all come from different walks of life and different experiences in music. So it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. And I'm glad to be a part of it. So
yeah, no, and it shows your concerts. If anyone has ever been to any of your shows, they will say how, like I said before, there's a flawlessness to it. That, like, everything just flows together. The continuity just flows together. And your professionalism actually shows in everything that you guys are doing. Well, go ahead and let us know what projects we have coming up. I know you have a show on the 28th of August. So tell us about that.
Oh, that's tomorrow. We'll be at the Shade Post in Fort Lauderdale. That's right on Broward Boulevard, right across the street from the Broward Central Terminal. In hood terms, the building right next to McDonald's.
It's actually behind the McDonald's,
McDonald's, yeah. It's right over there. They hear all the noise when they go to McDonald's. They're like, yo, where the music at? So it's right behind McDonald's, Broward Boulevard, close to 3rd. Over there on between 2nd and 3rd over there. We're going to be playing there with Elements. That will be these other group of guys that are fantastic bands, with Aaron Marcus Payne and Hubert Panoff and the drummer. I forgot the drummer's name.
It's the drummer.
My apologies. My apologies. But yeah, they we're actually opening up for those guys, and they invited us to the show's name is Elements of Freedom, and they're gonna be starting kicking the show. The doors open, I believe, at 8 p.m. We play at 10 p.m. sharp. So please come out. Goes, you know, when Fuda joined the band, he had a project, a single come out, and it was called You, Me, Us. That's still blazing the airwaves, still blazing the internet. Great song. You'll hear that out there. We have, I don't even want to let the cat out of the bag because Fuda has so much music, and he's letting it out little by little. So, AST, you know, let out our single, which hits online stores September 3rd. It's called Warning, the first single off of the debut EP that's coming out. And the music video is actually circulating, but only those people who subscribe to ASTVibes.com can see the video ASAP. They'll get an email to them, but that's prior. But the September 3rd is the actual release date, and it'll be available for everybody. And that's pretty much what we have coming right now. And in the fall, we got a second joint called I Got You. So already that's going to be phenomenal. That's when actually Elements and AST is on this one song. So it's just crazy.
Don't give them too much.
With that, we let them know they can always go to ASTVibes.com, right? Where are some other places they could go to check, follow you guys and check some things out?
Foodacoaching.com, ASTVibes.com.
Actually, it would be foodacoachingmusic.com. It's all good. We're all family, so it's just like, you know, AST's on my website, and I'm on theirs. It's we're family, man. We're one big family and collective group of brothers and artists
and businessmen
together.
Businessmen.
And businessmen, definitely. You never lying about that, sister.
Okay, well, that's why you're on the show. You wouldn't be on the show if you weren't about your business. I'm not sure who's 786-1972, but he's on the line with us as well.
That's Jazz Over the Mechanism.
Mechanism.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hi. So just so we can make sure the spelling is out there, if the people are going on the site, it's FUDACOCHI.com, or excuse me, music.com.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah,
I corrected myself. I got myself. please check them out, follow them. And I have to, so some people might be like, okay, Mon, you've seen them. You know, what are they really like? What is it really like? And it's like I was trying to place it like a Run DMC / Jamiroquai / I was just going through the line. Soundgarden / I had to find something. Make people understand what kind of fusion you guys do, and man, it's amazing. So business wise, what are some tips you guys can give us as being a 7-piece band? What are some of the tips you can give out there to those people that want to put a group together? Because honestly, you know, a team. How do they say teamwork makes the dream work? Some other people might get inspired by this. What are some of the tips you can give those folks out there?
Jay?
Well, Jay, you want to answer that?
Well, with a tip, you can, whenever you decide you're going to form a band, it's a work in progress through my experience, I don't really know anybody that formed a band and they just, it just jumped off automatically and it was just a success from day one. That's really rare. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's rare. So what happens is you have to take a lot of preparation in picking the right individuals. And a lot of people feel that best and baddest players, yeah, you want the most awesome musicians in your band. But where a lot of people drop the ball at is everybody who plays well may not have good work ethic. Or mm-hmm. may not have good social skills or habits. This band in particular is a drug-free band at this point. It wasn't always so, but I'm proud to say it's a drug-free band. That means, hey, I don't have to find Jeff drunk under a bridge. You know what I'm saying? Some bands have
okay.
those problems. You know, after the gig,
it's true.
You know, you're looking for your bandmates and they high in the corner. That alleviates
yeah.
so many problems, being
yes.
drug free. I think that's
yeah.
why James Brown was so successful. He had a zero tolerance for drugs in his band. And
mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You know, some people, you know, may get offended by that. I'm not saying that people who, you know, use a lot of drugs can't be successful, but what it does is it cuts back on tardiness, it cuts back on lateness, and it creates more of a serious atmosphere on professionalism.
And focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
And
focus.
I
would
so agree.
And
I wanted to chime in on that as well. You got to also consider people or when you're forming a band, people are on the same goal, same mindset
uh-huh.
on what they're trying to achieve, the same agenda. Sometimes people form bands and everybody have their own agendas. They have their own idea of what they want to achieve with the band and so forth. But it has to be one goal. It's just like, you know, just like the movie that says one band, one sound.
One sound,
one band.
Drumline.
You know,
yeah,
it's just one of those type of things where you form a band, you got to have the love for it and the passion to play music. That's one thing. And with that, you know, everybody has to be on the same page. You have to have a desire to achieve things the same way, the same, you know. And then it also helps when you have certain individuals who have particular other things that are their strong points. You know, delegate them to do certain things within the band. So it's pretty much people in the band that also has, that wears many hats. You know, because Jay
yeah.
also does a lot of the promotional tools as far as like creating videos or promos for the band on YouTube and so forth. So he's done that on his own. And he's done an awesome job in regards to that, always promoting the band, whether it be pictures or posters and so forth. And he posts up on Facebook and Instagram, and Jay's been pretty much hard at work doing that continuously.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah, I feel the same. Like, if I have a show, if I'm working with the team, we all have to have the same goals, like you said, the same mindset, at least similar. And when it comes to the work ethic and drugs, yeah, I'm like, I don't even I barely touch a water if I have a show just
yeah.
to make sure,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I
can't focus till everything
yeah,
is set and done. Go ahead.
I don't drink any, you know, not only that, I'm the singer of the band, but like, I don't drink any alcohol. Even though I do drink, but I have a discipline where, you know, I don't really drink any alcohol until either after the show or when I'm about to leave. Or it's just, you never want people to see you in this, like, negative light,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And because, because after the show, people come on and they want to come talk to you. You don't want to smell alcohol on me. You know what I'm saying?
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or you trying to have a fan artist connection. You know what I'm saying? The last thing
exactly.
You know, you want to smell is alcohol, and then you never know who you're talking to or who's
right.
watching you. as an artist. I know early on in my career, when I started, I was very young. I was, I think, I started when I was 7, but professionally I started when I was around 14. And my mentors, you know, used to be like, no drinking, no this, no that. Like, you can't be doing all of these things, you know what I'm saying? You have to remain and maintain a certain professionalism about yourself. That way you can be approachable. So
Absolutely.
Those things are very important, the work ethic, mindset, all of those things. But I see most artists, they make that mistake, you know, they go smoke a blunt, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
they think it's cool because, like, that's what they see
yeah.
on TV, you know?
Right.
So it's just like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah, if they could just play it back, because you're trying to get your words together. Now you have a fan.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, you have that money start working in your head, like, okay, she's about to buy a CD, so let me get myself together now. It's too late.
It's too late. You've already embarrassed yourself. I've seen many artists. I've done a lot of shows, especially in, like, New York. Like, there'll be some cats that will walk up, and you, like, the ladies walk up to them or whatever, and they're messed up already. Like, they're high.
Right.
You know? And
right.
Because they're high, they can't even talk. Like,
they're
like, yeah. They even forgot.
Yeah.
They forgot that they got a CD to sell on the website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a very important thing, because when you do a performance, you know, it's always, once you're done with the performance, you're still on, because people are going to start approaching
Absolutely.
You, asking you questions,
Absolutely.
Or wanting to know where they could find music, where they could
Absolutely.
Find, when they could see your next
exactly.
show. So it's like the thing is with that, it's been, for myself, I've had to learn that process, because I wasn't really a people's person, but when being
right.
in a band, you have to be able to talk to people, and different people approach you, so you got to be willing to look at people in their eyes and give them information on the band and where they can find information. And then when you play at certain venues, walk around, mingle with the, and find out, okay, who's the bartenders? Okay, let me get your name, or, you know, find out, you know, what's the drink of the night and so forth. Things to make the business or the venue want to bring you back to perform, because
right.
it's like, damn, this band is on point. They're finding out what's happening with the venue, what's the drink of the night and so forth. Once they see that, they see you about your business, then
right.
that goes a long
they
way.
They take you seriously.
It takes
yeah.
you serious.
They want
okay.
you back.
Basically, aside from being on the stage playing, you're out mingling. You're finding out, you know, you're talking to the patrons, and you're finding out, okay, you're giving them information. Yeah, astvibe.com. Check us out and so forth.
It's already hard
CDs.
To get real gigs around here. Like,
yeah.
Right.
So the last
oh, gosh.
Thing you need to do is be looking like you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, you know, I think artists forget this. We create, and we're good at it. We're great at it, as a matter of fact. But a lot of artists do fail in the business aspect, and you got to always treat this like a business, like this is your job, you know, because when
yeah.
you go to that 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, you treat it like as such. So I think it's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna go. You're not gonna smoke a 40 or drink a 40 at the job. You know what I'm saying?
And
you're gonna be straight up. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I gotta
and
go
you,
to work.
You,
I gotta go to work.
And you never know who's in the audience, because that could
yeah.
lead you to your next gig. Sometimes somebody could be in the audience. It doesn't even matter if it's a full crowd. You perform like there's 150 people there, 300 people. You never know when that next opportunity is going to occur. If somebody might be in the audience and say, look, I'd like, you know, and call the band back for something else on a different aspect. So we have, you know, as a band, as musicians, as a unit, we try to move together to make the right moves, the right steps towards, you know, becoming more successful, achieving more goals. So it's you know, it's really, you have to really be business minded and at the same time love what you're doing, you know, a passion
exactly.
for it.
Hey,
yeah,
that's the most important thing right there. Love what you do. If you don't
yeah.
love what you do, man, just go home and sit down, man.
Yeah. Because yeah. you're going to feel like you're working for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah, man. Love what you do.
And so we have a couple more minutes, and I wanted to throw this in there because, you know, since you guys, Mecca's here, it was one time that I saw you guys at a so we had the show.
He's on the call?
Well, whether he's on the call or not, he is affiliated
oh.
with Affiliated Soul Team. So,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it goes.
I thought,
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
he was on. I ain't
and,
talked to him for the day. No, I did talk to him earlier.
You talked to him earlier, yeah, because you guys are family. I'm pretty sure he had to, even if he had to say real quick, "Okay, I got the kids. I'll talk to you later."
Yeah.
You know, he had to get on. But it was something so interesting. He said we're all talking, and he's like, you know. In this business, you have to have a thick skin. You know, sometimes I'll say about to my family, you know, no matter what it looks like in the bank, you know, daddy's going to make it happen. And it was like myself and another person, and I was sitting there. I was like, you know, it's so privileged. We're privileged as artists, entrepreneurs, because I know he wouldn't say that if it was just a regular artist that's not about their stuff. But the fact that he said that shows that there's a camaraderie that we have together, and honesty that we can share, and something that we can use for the other artists that are coming up. You know, it's so important for us to be real like this with them, and some of you guys have experienced that, so that we don't fall on our face and make the profession actually look better. A lot of people don't do that. So I wanted to say thank you to Mecca for kind of putting that out there, because I've known him before I even had a daughter. So that I appreciated him for that. The last thing I had for you guys was, and it goes along with what I'm talking about, how do you guys do your homework? If you guys watch Straight Outta Compton, you know, they've been getting interviewed, and they said themselves, you know, Ice Cube and Dre were in NWA, but they still said they had to do their hip-hop homework. And I don't think people recognize that connection, that even though they was in the group, they still had to go back and do their homework on the hip-hop industry. How do you guys keep your homework up, you know, because you got different elements of music going on?
Well,
yeah,
that's a question, man. That's a good question. We all come from extensive backgrounds of what we do. So that pretty much, in my opinion, has been done already. We wouldn't
yeah.
have got this far as solo artists if we didn't do that from jump. Mecca and myself are the two MCs of the band as far as hip-hop goes. Every now and then, Jeff might throw a rhyme up there. He be acting like he don't want to rhyme, but Jeff does rhyme. In the hip hop industry, me and Mecca have been blessed to come from the origin city of hip hop, which is New York City, and that gives us a really deep rooted background in the origin of hip hop and what it was for us growing up as kids. It has changed. They keep the name there. It's not hip hop, in my opinion. It's something else. I'm not gonna say it on the air.
Please.
To stay relevant is not really. It's not that hard. If you stay true to what you are, being relevant is being who you are. In my opinion, as far as hip-hop goes. Rakim said it best, you know, do what you do. You know, if you're doing conscious music, you run conscious music. If you feel like doing gangster music, you do gangster music. If you're going to do straight-up raps, just do straight-up raps. And Talib Kweli
yeah.
said it best, you know, this is not a competition. Everybody needs to just know their position. And that's
yeah,
as good as it gets, like, if you know who you are and what you're doing, you ain't got to worry about everybody else. We don't keep up with the Joneses.